B102 Jams, banging hip-hop and R&B. It's Big Baby T. Bigum on the radio. Welcome to Midday Mayhem. Hey, in the studio with me is Dr. Holcomb. Okay, now let me explain to you who Dr. Holcomb is from the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals. Okay, he's here to talk to us about SIDS, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. We hear a lot about it, but we don't really pay attention to what it is. Dr. Holcomb is actually here to talk about it. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are yourself?
I am absolutely wonderful and ready to learn. I am a student of your teaching right now.
Well, that's good. And we have a state campaign going to try and reduce the number of sudden infant deaths.
Now, what exactly is sudden infant death and how is it caused?
It is a death of a child under 1 year of age, and some of these are explained, but many are poorly explained. Mm-hmm. There are about 80 babies who die every year of this in Louisiana.
Okay, we were talking earlier, and you were talking about sleeping with your infant child or these types of things. Could you talk about that a little bit?
It's a very common practice for young mothers and not so young mothers to sleep with their children. It's called co-sleeping. Mm-hmm. And this is a very bad idea because many of the sudden infant death syndrome is related to co-sleeping. Mm-hmm. The mothers will actually roll over, or the fathers, you know, whoever's in the bed, will roll over onto the child and smother them.
What is the proper way for an infant to sleep, the proper way?
The proper way is not in the bed with adults. They need to be in their own crib. Mm-hmm. That they need to be on their backs, not on their fronts.
Okay.
And they need to have nothing in the bed as far as bumpers, toys, even blankets and things that could come up against the child and smother them.
Now, I have an infant daughter right now, and we do have the bumper, and I always thought that the bumper around the crib was so that the head doesn't get lodged between the side of the crib and the mattress.
Right, and what's happened now is that cribs have to be built according to specifications, and the distance between the bars, mm-hmm, cannot be a distance that a child could get a head stuck into.
Okay.
So that was the true, and also people thought that maybe the kid would knock against the bars or whatever.
Right.
All that turns out not to be true, and it just increases the risk for the child to get tangled up in a bumper and actually smother.
Okay, now you were talking about teen mothers.
Yes.
And more premature births in a younger mother.
SIDS, you know, sudden infant death syndrome, is more common in premature children.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest risk factor for premature children are teenage mothers.
There are over 80 infant deaths a year in Louisiana?
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes, and Central Louisiana has the highest rate among the regions.
Okay, in a nutshell, I want to put this up because I want to make sure that this stands out. Because once again, I have an infant myself. I want to make sure this stands out. Your suggestion, once again, and we've already covered it, but your suggestion again, the whole gamut of how a baby should sleep.
The baby should be in a crib, mm-hmm, not in the parent's bed. The baby should be on their back, and the baby should have no blankets, toys, or whatever around them. And the parents should not smoke, because smoking increases the risk of sudden infant death.
It's Dr. Holcomb from the Department of Health and Hospitals from Louisiana. Sir, I definitely appreciate you stopping in and enlightening me, if none other, because as I said, right now, I have an infant, and I've always wondered, you know, it's common sense kind of to know not to place the baby on the stomach, but I am guilty of sleeping with the baby in the bed. I am guilty. I can say that.
It's a common practice here, and some folks say it increases bonding and so forth. But, and you know, breastfeeding mothers, they're tired and they may fall asleep with the child and so forth. But that is a huge risk factor for unintentional smothering.
Learn something new every day. Dr. Holcomb, I definitely appreciate you stopping in and talking with us. On the way, I got more heat, more flavor. It's B102 Jams. Y'all know the play.